Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I have been completely addicted to this Bezos-Sanchez wedding.
Really?
I can't get enough of it.
You would be the last person I
picked
to be obsessed with this
wedding. Anytime I'm zipping through Facebook or the Instagrams, I stop on all of these celebrities and billionaires and millionaires showing up for this event. It is just fascinating to me to see all these big name people in one location trying to get on a bunch of these little boats.
Yeah.
I saw all the Kardashians yesterday. Ivanka Trump was there, Jared Kushner, Oprah Winfrey, Bill Gates, Orlando Bloom.
Katy Perry, though.
Looking kind of sheepish
a little bit. He's going
stag. Leonardo DiCaprio was there, Usher, and many more.
That is a mix of celebs.
There's no word on how much this wedding is costing, but estimates are saying upwards of $75
million. Oh, it's
so
a lot.
You know it's probably even more than that.
Pocket change for him.
It's probably way more than that. And then on top of it, all the money that all the celebs are donating to charity. But you guys aren't, like,
could
gushing
not
over
care
this?
Less.
Oh,
I don't care. Doesn't affect me at all.
Like, I can't go, so.
Yeah, and every time I see it in my newsfeed, I'm like, that hasn't happened yet.
I believe the actual wedding's today.
Yeah, they're still just talking about it, though. Like,
seeing Tom Brady hanging out.
Who's he marrying? What's her name?
Lauren Sanchez.
Lauren Sanchez.
They've been dating for quite some
time.
Like, as soon as he got a divorce, he was with this Lauren Sanchez, right? Like, it was almost immediately.
Former TV newscaster or something.
She was probably like, yep, I'll marry you.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Right? Like,
I mean, she's super pretty and super talented and smart. And I mean, they're like a power couple. They're saying this is like one of the biggest weddings of the century. And you guys aren't into it.
No, I was more into the royal weddings for sure. Like, I was definitely more into like Kate Middleton and when Prince.
This is going to be up there. This is going to be just as big.
A lot of people are excited about it. You're not the only one. I'm just not.
I haven't even seen it on my news feed.
Really?
No?
I'm so excited.
So far removed.
Adam Sandler is in the news today.
Oh, I love him.
Jeff Bezos
Revealed plans for a new North American tour called You're My Best Friend.
Yay.
It's going to kick off this fall in Colorado.
What?
We're not special enough?
I don't like the Mile High City one bit.
Maybe he's going to announce more dates.
I hope so. I would like to go see him. His live stand-up is fantastic.
Oh,
the one he did on Netflix a year or two ago?
Yeah.
Funny AF.
Well, he came to Ball Arena not too long ago, right? And everybody, like, loved it. Like,
that's what I heard. Many people loved it, but I don't know why I'm not coming back. I have to talk to my booking agent.
You need to come back.
Lilo and Stitch 2 already has the green light.
What?
Yeah, dude.
It's still in theaters.
Already has the green light for another one. The success of this one right now, almost $1 billion globally. $910 million globally.
Whoa.
They might be getting a couple bucks out of me this weekend.
I'm thinking about
taking my daughter to it. I know, right?
Oh, Zoe went. She said it was the cutest movie she's seen in a long time.
Really?
So I bet your daughter's going
to
love
it. I'm dying to see a cute movie.
Yeah, there you go. Right up your alley.
Uh-huh. What else is going on? Do you guys remember this song?
In the arms of the angel.
I'm seeing sad puppies right now.
I know, and their little puppy eyes.
Totally different than the Bezos song,
right? You
gotta
bring it down on a Friday,
all right, I'll stop. Okay.
Oh, I like that song.
Sarah McLachlan is in the news today that she's saying even she can't watch those ads. She said they're just too painful.
Yes.
Well, and remember, those ones were also like 3 minute long.
Oh, I know.
And the little paws coming through the cage.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Heart. And they got all the goo in their eyes.
Yes.
Oh,
yep. And they're skinny.
You can see their ribs.
Please adopt me.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, she says even she can't watch these commercials.
For just $1 a day.
Yes!
She says, her quote is, I'll never forget the director saying, I just need a little more sad face from you.
Oh, poor Sarah.
Wonder how much she made from those.
I don't know. She says they did roll in about $30 million for the campaign, though, it sounded like.
Oh, okay.
So they made They made the bank for the animals. Ed Sheeran's in the news today. He did some big video. No, check that. Some podcast, it sounds like. Talking about his wardrobe, and then they posted some pictures. The guy's wardrobe, when you open up his closet, it's straight white T-shirts. That's all he wears.
Huh. Oh,
He's got his everyday white T-shirts, his, you know, maybe dinner out T-shirts, and then his fancy T-shirts. I like it. I like that a lot.
Yeah, why not?
I'm going towards, as I'm wearing one today, more just black T-shirts and jeans.
You guys
I'm
are both
fan.
Wearing just
are you
t-shirts
white
today.
Yeah, no,
a
I'm
white
a
t-shirt.
White, but it's just a little.
I'm gonna tell you right now, buddy.
T-shirt.
The black t-shirt and jeans. I bought like 6 black t-shirts. It's easier.
I'm loving the nude colors. Like I like just like a tan, brown, green. Just no pictures or anything on it mm-hmm. anymore. I don't want the graphic tees. I want just plain shirts.
Plain.
It can go with everything, and I love that.
It makes life so much easier.
Yep.
It's the Zuckerberg and Steve Jobs look.
Yeah.
Where it's just like Jobs was a black shirt and jeans.
Really?
And they say you should dress like that. And if you notice, many billionaires and intelligent people uh-huh. do that because it's one less thing they have to think about during the day.
Do you guys need an earlier morning routine? Is that what you need? You two over here?
I just wear a black shirt.
It's how you need it to be easier for you to get up in the morning. Is that what I hear? Oh, I'm so glad you've
She's
simplified your routine.
She's fired up.
I'm just saying. You know how long it
no,
takes me to get
No, you didn't hear
ready.
What I said. I said highly intelligent people dress like this, Katie.
So. Oh.
Right,
whatever.
Josh?
Very,
very
smart.
Intelligent people.
Why don't you just wear a black tee? You're wearing a black hoodie.
I am wearing a black hoodie. I've
You're
got our
basically
new
Jeffrey
Mix 100
Bezos.
Pride shirt
We're basically
shirt
Steve
underneath.
Jobs over here.
We basically
and Zuckerberg.
Are. Yeah.
Mine is not white,
Couple
though.
Billionaires.
It's gray. What color is
Logo.
Gray?
All the colors.
Just makes life easier. One less thing you got to think about. And you focus on your career and
mm-hmm. making the billions
aspirations.
Of dollars.
Aspirations. You don't want to consume your day with what you're going to wear.
Yeah.
Because
no one will ever remember it, Katie.
Yeah. You just
no
throw on a t-shirt and jeans, Katie, and then
I
you
wish
change
it was
the world.
That easy
then
for
you invent
girls.
The iPhone.
Really
then
wish
you
I,
invent the iPhone.
Really wish it was that easy for women. I really do, but it's not. It's not that easy for us, so.
You look lovely today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. What do you got that's going on locally?
All right. Repping in the 748. That's what's up, right?
Oh.
It felt a little weird, too, but get ready
weird.
To hear it. It's a new area code coming to Colorado.
Really?
Actually starts in July, so next month, though the last area code, 970, that's expected to run out early next year. So that's when
Dang.
748.
Too many people here.
Expected to go into effect. Yeah, you're really going to see this for the folks moving to, like, Fort Collins, Grand Junction, Loveland, and a handful of the mountain towns. They're going to see it first. They're saying the first like wave of these 748 numbers will start coming like the first quarter of next year. So, but a brand new area code.
What are your guys?
Get
you got
ready.
The 303s, 720s?
I got each one.
You have each
I have
one?
A landline still.
Okay, so I had the 303 for forever, and I loved it. And then when I moved over to Grand Junction, I had to get another cell phone provider, and so they moved me to the 970. Mm. So I've had 970 for like the last 10 years since I lived over
Josh,
on the Josh,
you could
Pro.
Truly have hoes in different area codes.
You could. In the same state.
Could,
right?
Same Luda? State.
Okay. Is that ludicrous?
It
that is.
Yeah.
That is ludicrous.
And Josh.
Ooh, ooh.
And Josh.
Josh has hoes in different area codes.
Oh, goodness.
In different area codes. Now it's going to be in my head.
Uh-huh.
How about this one?
You need something to take your mind off it so you don't have that in your head?
Yeah. Oh, man. No,
so
I didn't need that.
Okay, I'll turn it on. You know, she was the one that sang When She Loved Me, another sad song from Toy Story.
Oh,
with Sarah McLachlan. Yeah.
Well, you're going to need that sad, sad little tone for this next story as Colorado Rockies president Greg Fiesel stepping down from the organization at the end of the year. He's been with the team for 30 years, but here's the part that fans have the problem with.
Who are they going to hire, Katie?
Former vice president of corporate partnerships Walker Manford has moved into the role of executive vice president
it's
of
the same
Rockies.
Family.
So, same family. People, yeah. Warranted. Yeah.
Breaks my heart. So the Monforts are going from one Monfort to the other.
Yeah. Ugh. I mean, at least they're consistent with one thing, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely blowing it. They've
bad management.
Worst record in the league. I mean, but again, this move is effective immediately, I guess. The new Manford is going to learn under Fiesel before he calls it quits at the end of the year. But yeah, fans aren't happy because they're like, we've been asking for the Manfords to be completely done. Like, we don't want them running this team anymore.
Well, wait, hold on.
And
we want to make sure it's Walker Monfort. The Manfords are the ones that are the owners of the MLB. Like,
yes,
they're the commissioners.
Sorry.
So the Manfords
sorry.
Are the commissioners. Walker. The Monforts
are you making
are the,
stuff up again over
Monfort.
There?
Yeah. No, the Monforts, it was literally in this story. So
Walker Monfort
literally,
is the
It was
Monfort.
Literally in this story.
Josh
right.
is the
Thank
sports
you.
Guy.
Thank you, Josh. You're right. But yeah, so this move is really making fans irritated. So... That
I'm
is the latest
fired up.
With the Colorado
well, yeah,
Rockies.
It's just
It's more of the same, right?
They need to make outside hires, and they just do not do that. They don't want to do anything that has to do with the analytics of baseball. Their analytics are about 15 years too old now for how they bring up people from AAA into their actual baseball program. I mean, I could go on for an hour and a half. It's just, it's not good management. So I don't think we'll really see any differences from the Rockies in the coming years. And that's really sad because they did make it to a World Series. 2007 was an awesome year. And this is a baseball town when the Rockies are good. So it sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I do
it
this?
Is.
Can I do this?
You can. It's just sad. Ugh.
So sad. But
it's ridiculous.
We have an update for some fun stuff going on this weekend.
Yeah, we love fun stuff.
We've got Pride and Mix 100. We're going to be at the parade on Sunday. So come say hi. Myself, Big Rob, we're going to be out there. Very own Synergy actually emcees the whole parade.
We have a
so
little
it's
float.
A big
oh,
deal.
That's cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're a big
I saw
part
it
of the parade.
The parking lot rolling in today. They're getting it ready.
Yeah. It looks awesome. So be out there. And we are so excited to see you. And the whole weekend is just full of stuff. So tomorrow it's the Denver Pride 5K. And be aware because downtown is going to be a mess in spots with all the closures and whatnot. And you are encouraged to check out RTD this weekend. Their slogan, where you can ride with pride. I like that a lot, right? Even RTD getting in on it. So say hi to us again at the parade this Sunday. We will be out there. Mix 100 loves everybody. We have that new portrait of President Donald Trump hanging at the state capitol now.
Supposedly a better one, right?
I don't know.
It looks disfigured as well,
it
right?
It does. Thank you.
Is he just hard to
paint?
Thank
you.
The top of his head looks massive.
It does.
Like his hair, like it's
you
like they
what?
Like it's yeah. like a funhouse mirror
it
or
is.
Something.
You know what it
I know,
is?
It's hard to describe.
It's like when you pick up your phone to take a picture and it's accidentally looking at you instead of what you wanted
yeah,
to take
a, little,
a picture of. It's like unsettling
I don't
almost. Like,
I don't right? like either
like,
one. I don't like the old one. I don't like the new one.
No, I'm right there with you. I like the old one better because he looks a little younger in it, honestly. This one, it like highlights all of his wrinkles, all
is
of his
is this
stuff.
Actually a painting or was it like they threw it into a photo app?
Oh,
it
no,
almost
it's a
looks
portrait.
Like. It's actual
no, they hired a new artist, Vanessa.
Oh, they went ham on his
yeah,
hair.
Vanessa Horabuena.
Some of the biggest hair you've ever
yeah,
seen.
Yeah, she's the new artist out of Tempe, Arizona.
Hairy of the hairiest.
And it is hanging in the Capitol now, huh. So you can go see it. But I'm so glad you said that, Jared.
It was
I
off.
Agree with you.
It's still
I
off.
I think it's yeah. better than the other one.
Do you? I don't think it's better.
It represents him more. Than it, the last one, I think.
That looks like his face. Like, that's the picture he took for his, like, presidential
picture. He's got that
picture.
Look.
So he's got the
look.
Stern look.
Yeah.
The hair is... He's
staring right
poofy.
Into your soul.
It's poofy hair.
It's the yeah. poofy of the poofiest.
It is
the
poofy.
Other one, they should, there's a picture of the old one next to it. The old one's bad.
The old one's so bad.
No.
He looked like a Cabbage
bad.
Patch Kid.
No, I like the old one better. Because I don't know. I like the old one better than
take
this
them,
one.
Take them all down.
But apparently he's a fan of this one because it's hanging at the Capitol. Right. So
I think of the two, it's probably better, but it's still distorted.
Yeah.
It's the better one.
Okay.
For sure.
All right. There you go. 2 out of 3. Hey, if you get a text asking if you want a job at Temu... That's a scam. Yeah, even Steve Stagger
oh, I've gotten
from Nine
that
News.
Text.
Okay,
yeah.
He got one too. The message to him offered $200 to $3,000 per day for working what? As little as 15 minutes. Too good to be true, right? Yeah, it is. And it's not just Temu. This new scam is fake recruiters contacting you, encouraging you to click on the links. Oh, my gosh. Did you know you can actually report these scams, though? That I didn't know. You can send the message. You can forward it to the number 7726. That spells out spam. To do so, yeah, and you just take the contents of the message, paste them into a message to that number. The FTC, so the Federal Trade Commission, they're going to follow up with a message asking for the phone number or email address that sent the text. So they're really trying to crack down on these fake scams that are trying to take your money. Because, yeah, if you click on that link, ooh, all
it's going to stink.
You don't want
it's
to.
It's going to stink.
I can work for RTD.
It sure is going to stink, but just
I like to rhyme.
Be mindful. I actually got a text yesterday from
really?
Saying that I could get a job at Temu, and I was like, no,
you thought about
you.
It, though.
No, you know, that extra
no,
cheddar.
Thank you.
That extra cheddar. And then the Denver Dog Fairs this weekend. I am excited about this. It's at the National Western Complex. It's just $20 for you, $5 for your dog. To get in. And parking's free. So they took care of the parking for you. So you can come hang out.
What goes on there?
National Western Complex. I am so glad you asked. They have a puppy kissing booth. They also have dog adoption booths, so lots of them. You can go and find your new best friend out at the National Western Complex. They've also got some agility demos and try it options for your dog. Also, Maddie, the marvelous deaf cattle dog, has three shows out at the dog show this weekend.
What?
I love deaf dogs. No, you know how much I love deaf dogs. Well, my best friend has a deaf dog, and he
What
knows,
is her show about?
He knows sign language. And that's probably it. A lot of dogs.
Yeah, but a lot of dogs know signs.
No,
so.
But I'm talking signs like sit. Like, this is sit for you. Like there's actual
but a
sign
lot of dogs
language.
Do that. I had a lab growing up that you would do, like, you'd wave your hand and it would lay down and you'd go like this and he'd sit.
And he could hear.
And yeah, but I'm just saying, like, when they can't hear and they have to rely on the signs, like, that's how deaf dogs learn, is they rely on your hand coordination so you can tell them what to do. You teach them when they're just little puppies.
Sure.
But, yeah, so Maddie, the marvelous deaf cattle dog, she's going to have three
they
shows
gotta
for you.
They got to have a better
you.
Name for that
that's
show.
So
a furry fashion district. All kinds of unique dog-themed vendors. Concessions and food, of course.
Okay.
And yeah,
hot dogs?
Breed, meet, and greets. Oh, I love that. They better have hot dogs. And a positively thankful tribute wall to thank all the dogs.
Josh.
And
Josh.
Also,
what?
Real quick.
What?
Guess one place that I won't be this weekend.
You're not going to go see the marvelous deaf cattle
what?
Dog?
Why not?
What was the
really
last thing
you were
going to say? I'm sorry.
Let's see. The last thing is the positively thankful tribute wall to thank our dogs. Oh, and then the doggy salons. You got to get the doggy salons
get their nails
in
done.
There, right? They also
the
have some celebrity dogs as well, like Lyra Diamond Puggle. Apparently she's famous. I don't know. There's lots of famous dogs who will be there too. Maddie, the marvelous deaf cattle dog, is one of
Stop
the famous
saying
dogs.
That.
But well, she's famous. You know, she won 4 gold medals in the Dog Olympics.
Wow.
And yeah,
hey.
Have inspired.
It's all right. You know what? I bet you this will be sold out, and people in this state
gosh,
love
yeah.
their dogs.
They do.
So
love them.
Now you said it would be $5 for your dog, right?
Yes, $5 for the dog.
What if I show up with Josh and be like, "Yo, this is my dog"? Would he just be $5?
I'll do tricks. We're good.
You can try it. I mean, the worst they can say
is
no,
Josh is my dog.
Right?
Yeah, my dog.
My dog.
Can you sit? Like, yeah.
I can sit and stay.
Josh, let's go. You'll only be $5 to get in with me.
I'm down. Let's do it.
Will that be two? I'll be like, no, just one. And then this is my dog.
My dog.